嗯，那这个呢，它就是诸菩萨解脱位。
因为师父念
到
那个地方。
念在那儿。
是。
念在那儿就讲在那儿了吧？嗯，听听录音带，看看有没有讲，有没有研究清楚。OK， 就这样了。等你们研究清楚了，如果没有讲，可以一晚上没讲。要研究清楚。OK。
我就是大概讲一讲我今天有什么感想。我这个自己的感觉很难变成话了，很难说出来。从前都是这样子，还没改变了，很难说我今天自己怎么样。可以说心满了，不知道中文是不是讲得通。就很 satisfied， 很满意了，
满足。
为什么可以这么样说？我去年大概一年，已经过了一年，我就发愿从洛杉矶。那个时候根本没有一个金门寺，可是我们已经来过打那个皈依仪式。那个时候等过了两三个礼拜，在金山寺就早上拜经的时候知道要去，要三步一拜，从洛杉矶拜到万佛城。那么虽然一个人发愿，可是呢，这全部金山寺所有的人，出家人在家人，都有这个思想，都要专门修道。那么我一个人现在可以说万缘成熟了，这不是很容易的，因为我们本会中美佛教总会，我们金山寺的工作很多现在。那么我一个人去，那个修道是更在给他人添麻烦的，他们的负担更重了现在。那么我要承认这个，所以我看我这次到外边去那个担任也是很重。我要看得很清楚，这是很大的一个机会给我，我不要轻看了。我很感激我的师兄弟就给我这么一个机会。那么本来就是有一个金山寺，有一位师父，有佛法僧三宝，所以可以到外边去散步一拜，这是太稀有的一个机会，不要错过去，不要错这个机会。所以这个一定要成功。那么今天大众在一起绕着念咒，我就在那个路上拜，就知道惭愧，知道这个满足，这个感觉，这个很难说出来，就是有这个感觉。那么我们也不要忘记我们的师父老和尚，他到了现在还没睡觉，他昨天晚间也没睡，他就是回向给大家这个修行的功德。这是很不可思议，这是就是菩萨摩诃萨的境界，你不要看错。所以就会讲这么多啊。We have a 我们也说这个那个 iceberg 怎么说？那个 iceberg 冰山。就我也可以说我这次就当那个冰山，那个从水出来的那一点点，那么看那个山顶，冰山顶。如果没有那个水底下，所有99%。那个冰山看不到的话，那个山顶就不会出来了，是不是这么样讲？ 你如果你就你所看到的只有一点点10%啊，不是没有90%在水底下，本来根本都看不到那个10%，所以要这么样，不要一误会这个意思啊。American Buddhist Pilgrims, as I say, there are two names that appear here, but everybody's name at Gold Mountain Monastery and everybody at Gold Wheel Temple should be on this here. Two American Buddhist monks from San Francisco's Gold Mountain Monastery are making a bowing pilgrimage from Gold Wheel Temple in Los Angeles to the city of 10,000 Buddhas near Ukiah. Bhikshu Hung Shur has made a vow to bow to the ground in a full prostration every three steps along the road. Hung Chao has vowed to accompany him on journey to protect him and to assist in the work. Their purpose is to influence humankind to cease all hatred and hostility, to stop creation of destructive weapons, and to work to prevent disasters, wars, and suffering of all kinds. The monks are dedicating their work to all beings everywhere. Our goal is to endure a bit of hard work on behalf of others, said Hung Shur. Our job is to turn our own greed into balanced moral behavior, to change our own anger and hatred into compassion for others and into inner concentration, and to transform selfish, stupid actions into enlightened awareness and wisdom, said Hung Chao. We hope to generate a response in the hearts of men and women and among the spiritual beings in the universe. If our bowing is sincere, then afflictions, calamities, and suffering will gradually disappear. Hatred and hostilities and wars will be reduced, said Hung Shur. The monks began their pilgrimage May 7, 1977 at Gold Wheel Temple, a Los Angeles branch of the Sino-American Buddhist Association. They expect their journey will require a full year to complete. Their destination is the Sabha's new center for world Buddhism, the city of 10,000 Buddhas. 我就可以大概翻译很快点，不要浪费时间。那个 pilgrim 那个字怎么说？ pilgrim 为宗教而旅行。Yeah, 美国佛教徒的这个 pilgrim 怎么说？有两个美国佛教出家人从四川法师金山寺就拜到从洛杉矶金文寺到Ukiah 那儿那个万佛城，有一个亨师他就发愿每来散步就拜，亨朝也发愿陪着他保护他的法，帮助他做这个工作。他们的目的就是影响全人类，停止这个嗔恨心，停止创造这个武器，这个很暴烈的武器。他们也做工，就是妨碍这个灾难、大战争和所有一切的苦。这两个出家人是把他们的工作回向给全世界所有的全法界的众生。我们的目的就是为他人受一点苦恨，苦一点苦的工作。我们的这个工作就是把我们自己的贪心就变成戒律的行为，把我们的恨贪嗔那个嗔恨。变成自卑和心里边的定，要把这个欲求的行为就变成智慧。我们希望可以做一个他人的心里的一个感应，弄一个感应。也可以在发现这个 spiritual beings， 他们也会。成功的话会有一个感应，如果诚心地拜，那么烦恼灾难和一切的苦就慢慢地就没有了，嗔恨这个 hostilities 和战争就弄少了。这两个出家人是1977年5月7号起步在洛杉矶中美佛教总会分会金轮寺，他们想大概 这次旅行要一年才圆满。他们要拜的地方要拜到中美佛教总会新的全世界佛教发源地万佛城，就这么样说。 在就恒潮这位沙弥恒潮，他是昨天晚间讲一点他来源出家这个来历，那么他今天有继续的讲。Shamanir Hong Chao will continue with some of his experiences and his feelings about the bowing trip and the stories that got him to of how he came to Gold Mountain Monastery.
Last night I said that the thing that was hardest for me to do, of course, was bowing, and here I was starting out in Gold Wheel bowing to bow with Dharma Master Hong Shu countless times between here and the City of 10,000 Buddhas, and that I was understanding what Shirpa meant by doing what was hardest, putting down what was hardest, and for me, an arrogant, independent American, that was the hardest thing to do. And it was in the bowing at Gold Mountain that I had my first real experience of being home, and so that's a good Dharma door for me. I didn't leave home at that time, and it took me a year to get back to actually doing that, leaving home. And in between that time, there were a number of things that happened, two in particular, and ultimately it led to what I call the problem with my parents. And the problem with my parents led to Sambhui Bai. So I'll quickly connect that so we can hear Sherpa and not waste a whole lot of time. One was after the Ulambana ceremony, and at that ceremony I particularly was mindful of my grandfather, who I was very close to. And shortly after the ceremony I had a dream in which I visited my grandfather, and he was in this very blissful, clear land someplace, and he was very happy, didn't have any wrinkles on his face, and he was smiling, and he was almost frivolous, which isn't like him at all. He was kind of silly. And he told me very straight that I shouldn't mess around with non-important things, that I should go as high as I could and seek something ultimate, and anything else would be settling for less. And at the time he was also reciting a mantra, and my grandfather didn't know he was a Buddhist, and that was a very influential dream for me. The time that the precepts were given for left home precepts, sometime between last Davido session last spring and now, I decided, well, I'd take a medium step and do lay precepts. I wouldn't leave home at that time, although that was the chance to leave home. Sherpa was taking a whole contingent of people up to Wanfuchung that weekend, and I had planned to go along, but since I heard the precepts were going to be offered at Gold Mountain, I thought, ah, I can have a good time playing around that weekend and get there just in time to get the precepts on Sunday. Somebody said it was going to be at the lecture. And so I decided to do that, and Saturday night, instead of going up to Wanfuchung, I stayed in Berkeley and had a good time. Saturday night I had this dream, and I dreamt I was up at Wanfuchung with Sherpa and his party. But instead of being with them, I was constantly getting lost. There would be a ceremony going on someplace, and I'd be out in the woods. People would be out in the woods, and I'd be trying to find the ceremony. And finally, at the end, I caught up with everybody, but it was sort of like too late. Something had happened, and I had missed it. And I remember the dream. Sherpa just turned to me and looked me straight in the eyes and said, "Well, have a good one," and he left. And I didn't understand that. And the next day, I went over to Gold Mountain. I had a good breakfast, and I played around all day, and I got there just in time for the evening lecture. When I walked in, I realized there had been a ceremony. The precepts had been transmitted, and it was an afternoon lecture. And since I'd never been there on Sunday, I missed the whole thing. And I was just heartbroken and realized at the time that that's what Sherpa was saying. He said, "Have a good one." But now in retrospect, I realized that he was saying more than that. He was saying, "Have a good year." That the whole year was spent. And so I feel like I've wasted a lot of time and have a huge debt to repay. Which leads to the question of my parents. During the Chan session I attended, when I finally got to some place where it was halfway comfortable and there wasn't much pain anymore, I was overwhelmed with feelings of gratitude and just sincere kindness towards my parents, for which, you know, wonderful people they were, and I realized what good roots they provided me with. And during during an Amitabha session, the same thing occurred. To the point of tears, I was so almost embarrassed that I'd never done anything to repay it. I just sort of took it for granted. And I didn't know how to begin to repay that kind of debt, that kind of selfless giving. And one night, while circumambulating, just like a faucet that had been turned on, all these memories started coming back about all the things my parents had done for me all throughout my life. And I was really ashamed and grateful at the same time, and I just couldn't figure out why I was having these feelings. I didn't know what to do with them. And just as Sherpa came down the stairs to, when he comes and walks down the stairs and stands in front of somebody as they pass, just as I passed in front of him, I had a realization that it was a visceral realization. It wasn't just with my head, that my parents were my parents now, but who were they before? And who are they going to be afterwards? And who was the person in front of me that was circumambulating? You know, were they a parent of mine, or was I a parent of theirs in another life? And suddenly I started seeing all these connections between myself and, well, all living beings. It was particularly strong with the Sangha members there because I felt affinities there, but I started projecting to my sisters and relatives and strangers and realized that it was one big pool. All of us came from one big pool, and the notion of self was really false, that there was a real obstruction. And so I realized then a statement by Sherpa saying that if you want to repay your parents' kindness in 100 ways, you first have to learn to cultivate the way. And that was the way to do it. And so just to finish it up today, while bowing, I had a very strange experience. Hanging on to the notion that everybody is related that closely to you and that there isn't really any self. It's called the truth of no self in Buddhism. And when somebody says, go home, get out of here, do you want a beer? It's hard to think of that person as being close to you. But in fact, that's the case. And while bowing today, I had a very strong realization that I wrote down. It's kind of not polished now, but I'll read it anyhow. I had this overwhelming feeling of oneness with all things. And I knew that I was bowing and repenting of past karma of mine. All the pent-up karma that I've accumulated and trying to get rid of. But I realized then, who is me? What exactly was me? And I realized that we're all one substance. And everybody is benefiting, and everybody suffers from what any one of us do. It's not like you can say, I'm going to have an effect on somebody this way, and I'm not going to affect them at another time. All of us are inseparably linked. So Sambhui Bai is affecting everybody. And everybody's affecting Sambhui Bai. And I realized that the compassion of Sherpa is also this. It's like being sick. Many people are sick, and you can look at Sherpa in many ways as a doctor. You can look at Buddhism as a doctor. And everybody shares the medicine. Everybody gets the medicine. It's that link up there. And in a sense, everybody that's participating maybe in the Sambhui Bai is providing a little medicine. And also a part of the sickness too. And somehow or another I got a lot of strength in that and realized that I'll get some miles out of that the flash I had today. That everybody truly will benefit. And the more suffering involved and the more bitter it is, the better that is, because there's much in America to repent of, and there's no sense of just me or just Sherpa repenting or burning up our karma. I don't know how to exactly explain that. I feel in many ways that what Sherpa does is takes on, as you say, he hasn't slept today, he takes on and transfers in the pool. He's a light in the pool, and we're just learning how to be little sparks right now. I hope I didn't sound like a mosquito.
我听说，恒沙说这个对他最难办的就是拜，丁离是对他最不容易做的，所以的进轮四来是很好对他，去三步一拜去，因为他没圆满以前他一定会拜无量无边次，所以这个法门对很相当对他的，那么他说，他也是一个。 他说他是一个，他听师父讲这个，对你最难放下的这个法门，是你就是你应该所放下的，就是这个最难放下的这个问题，或者是这个毛病，习气毛病。他说因为恒沙自己说他是一个很功高我慢，一个很自由性的美国人，所以他这个。 最难放下的就是拜丁离，所以对他很好。那么他说他本来应该一年以前出家了，可是他现在要一年才可以出家。那么最先到金山寺那个时候和现在中间有几个事情他想讲一讲。第一就是他和他父母的问题。 这个父和他父母的问题，就影响他来三步一拜，这怎么样呢？他现在就讲一讲。有一次，他在这个玉佛节，那个乌兰盘那个时候，玉佛节，他很详细的、很专心的念一念他的，想一想他的祖父。 那么他祖父和他的关系是很密切的关系，他很想念他的祖父，祖父已经过世了。可是这个乌兰盘那个玉佛节那个时间，他就做梦见他的祖父，那么他的祖父那个时候是很非常非常愉快的，一个年纪大的老男人，他那个面皮没有纹。 一点都没有纹，很滑的，好像年轻的似的。他说这个，他所住的地方好像正像极乐世界一样。那么他这个祖父是，好像有一点，他说调皮一点的，也不是调皮 ，very frivolous， 很高高兴兴的，但是不像他的奇怪。他的祖父对他怎么样说呢？就说。 我恒沙这次，不要紧的事情他都不要做了，那么究竟的事情他应该去找，究竟的境界他应该找，那么旁的都没有意思了，不究竟的境界或者成就，你不可以算是有什么成就。那个时候他祖父也是念咒。 那么恒沙不知道他祖父是佛教徒，或者祖父也在世的时候也不知道了。那个时候，那就是那个梦。那么做了一个梦的时候，在金山寺就是传戒的时候，那个沙弥时戒有人出家。那么那个时候恒沙知道他应该走，或者一步往前进一步。 所以他就打算受这个斋戒居士这个戒，五戒斋戒居士五戒。那个时候那天，他知道师父要带很多人到万佛城去住一两天。那么听说那个戒律要礼拜天就串了，所以我听说好，我不去万佛城，我没受戒以前可以很随便的玩最后一个周末。 还有两天的自由，可以到处就跑玩一玩，很好。那么礼拜天就可以受戒。好，怎么样做？还在 Berkeley 过两天。那么那天晚间，他怎么样打算的时候，他也又做一个梦。那么梦见他自己在万佛城和师父和那个团体在一起。 他们也打算做什么要紧的仪式，或者是受戒什么的创戒。可是呢，杭超他本人他常常丢掉了，或者他就来晚了，或者就找不到地方，总而言之他就不受这个戒。那么他一到他们，他一找到他那个团体的时候，那个仪式已经做完了的，所以没法子。那个哦，他还在那个梦中，师傅就横桥到师傅那儿去，师傅就对他说，你要好好的享受，好好的享受 ，have a good time， 好好的去玩去，那个 have a good one， 这个意思就是，你就可以，你这样随便是你自己去搞的，这个意思。所以他梦醒了，礼拜天知道是这个讲经以后要创戒，好，他自己去吃这个好的中饭，到那个饭馆去吃懒懒的，等一等，六点钟就到金山寺去，一进门，哎呦，看他们那个刚刚打完的一个仪式是什么呢？有人说，哦，糟糕，你来晚了，你早一点一个钟头你也可以受戒。奇怪，我听礼拜天也没有到过金山寺，那个时候不知道下午讲经，下午传戒，他以为是晚间传的，所以他实在是来晚了的，不会受戒。那个时候他就很失望，很大失望那个时候。所以那么他这个有什么关系呢？他就说他这个心脏就坏了，那个破坏 heartbroken 那个时候，不是怎么样说，
伤心
呢，伤心，对的，因为他没有机会再受戒，所以他现在就知道不是单单不受戒，那个时候应该出家了，那么就浪费很多时间，他现在要换一个很大的债啊，那么这个就引他就论到他讲那个父母这个情形。那么有一次打禅期在君山寺，那个时候横桥就练那个双脚趺坐，双脚脚趺坐那个 full lotus， 那么都现在不痛不痛苦，可以坐得下，很好。那么他在做，不管这个腿痛，关。那个时候他心里很多感应，很多感想，就是他应该对付他父母的恩，应该报父母的恩，他父母对他很无私，大公无私，就一切都是给他的。那么他现在就知道了，在那个时候打坐的时候，他说好像有那个 faucet， 怎么说，水管，水什么，
水管，自
来水管，自来水管就打开了，那个水就漏出来了，就出来了。他说好像有这么一个境界，他就看他父母对他多么好。那么他说父母他可以看得清楚，他们实在是善人，是好人，好像他们的有很多善根。那么他说就到领哭一个时间，为什么一个时期，为什么？因为他就是 take for granted， 他就自己看他父母对他这么样子就是应该的，本来有这个看法，现在知道完全不对的，他也没法子报复他这个父母的恩，他们就是没有利益，没有自利心，就是一切就给他了。好，他说绕佛一个时间，就是那天绕佛，这个自来水越来越多，他看他父母所行所做，就是横桥他一生就是完全给他的，就是为了他，他很知道忏悔，那个时候还是很感激。那么就是那个时候师父下楼梯准备讲经，过那个横桥就经过师傅那儿，就他说忽然觉得他和他 他这个人他本人和他父母有什么关系呢？他就观想啊，想一想，那么本来他是谁，父母是谁，他说绕佛在他前面那个人是谁，后边是谁，会不会将来做他的父母，那么他会不会做那个人的父母，他就慢慢地不知不觉就觉得他和所有一切的人都有关系的，有这个因缘。他说特别是出家的比丘比丘尼就知道那个缘分很深，那么他越来越想多几个人，那么他的这个姐妹横潮有三个姐妹，他这个亲戚和完成这个生人都是一个大家庭，他明明知道这个，就是那个时候经过师父前面那个时候，他就知道大家都是有无上的关系的。他说好像一个大水池，我们都从那个大水池出来的。他说这个自己这个我相这个 ego 这个我相根本是假的，是虚伪的，就是障碍人。那么他一观想这个，他一知道这个情形这个境界，他就要报，那要换这个斋。那么他有一次师父说，如果你真正要报父母的恩，你先用100个方法 in 100 ways 先要修道 cultivate the way。 所以他就是有这个关系的，他就发心出家了那个时候。那么今天在路上拜的时候，他说很奇怪的境界，他就知道那个所有的人，他又想这个所有的人都有亲戚的关系。他说今天就认识这个本来没有一个自己的这个道理， the truth of no self， 佛教所讲的这个根本没有一个我相是假的。他说有的时候今天有人来说 go home， 很不客气的说不要在那儿，或者滚出去，或者要不要喝啤酒，讲这类的话。他说有的时候很难知道大家都是都是一体的，不过还是要这么样想。他说他就知道这个感觉有大家都是一个这个 oneness， 他就这个感想。那么他说我们拜的时候就念那个王羲所教诸恶业，皆有无始贪嗔痴，从身与意之所生，一切我今皆忏悔。念那个做这个忏悔，过去这个心里所造的恶业，今天他就感觉那么我是谁。他说我们都是一个，都是通体而来。那么去三步一拜的时候，大家都有利益，都得到利益。那么你如果做事情做得不对，大家都有苦报。所以我们都是那个，我们的关系是非常非常深，是不可以 inseparably linked， 不可以离开的，不可以分别的。我们大家都是一个大家庭。他说他今天就感觉到这个地方。他说这个去三步一拜的时候，大家都有一份所做的，连一个拜连拜一次也有效果，大家都有一份。那么他说师父的慈悲，他想一想规矩就是这样子的。他说师父就是一个医生，我们都是病人，那么我们都也可以说是医生，可是小，我们就是小者，怎么样来治病，先治自己的病，因为我们都有病。可是我们也是学着怎么样治病的，可以同时这么样说。所以他说他今天所认识的这个境界，他可以慢慢地想一想，会拜很多里路还没想完了这个。他说我们受苦受越多越好，因为我们现在美国有很多的地方应该忏悔，应该受这个果报现在。 所以去拜许就是因为这个，我也可以同意这个。他说所拜的不是单单我们自己个人的，我们自己两个人的恶业，是所有美国全世界的恶业要受要报。那么他说师父在那个大水池里边也是这么样子为大家为众生受果报。这个他说他在那个大水池里边那个光明就是师父，那么我们可以说是那个小 sparks， 我说小火星，我说 sparks 火星，我们都是这个小小的慢慢的可以知道怎么样做大光明。他说他最后一句就是他希望他没有像一个蚊子怎么样讲。
有谁要说话吗？
我要什么？
三不一拜呀、这种的方法没有人愿意做，谁也都不愿意做。为什么呢？太困难了，在那个路上啊去三步一拜很危险，所以时时刻刻呀都要很小心的，不要在那个拜的时候入定。你要一入定啊，你这一入定那个车它不入定他来了就把你碰得粉身碎骨呜呼哀哉就跑到极乐世界去那么你跑到极乐世界本来是很好的一个事情，但是我们这个事情还没有做完呢，在这疾苦的世界我们的宅院还没了呢，所以不能啊那么样自私先跑到极乐世界去，这是很要紧的我告诉你们，尤其在那个路窄的地方，是可以走车不可以走人的地方，你们可以呀、这个推着走到旁边那个草地上去，离开那个车路，那个车路如果危险的话这是好一点，在那个草里头办。还有人问你们什么问题，你一定呢要有一个人答复，是一个人答复，不要两个人。那么现在果亭里是护法，这个答复问题呀、最好就由他答复，你不要答复，不要和人呢那么啰啰嗦嗦的令他更莫名其妙。你要和人一说说清楚了，说怎么样子的，他要懂得你了那就不妙了不可思议不可思议，就是叫他不知道那就是不可思议你不要向他们解释，解释只有果停，你现在这个思想是很对的就是无论什么时候不讲太多的话不给人讲经说法，不下注解不要用这个注解的法师的那个注解，不要用那个字典的法师那个字典这个是很要紧的。尤其你们最要紧的要把裤子预备一个好的裤子不要拜一拜呀就把自己的身体都露出来了尤其这个这个长衫呢总要有的，那么穿着长衫你就裤子坏了也不要紧，有稍稍的坏的地方没有什么问题可以遮一遮丑。
那么不要像那个那时候那个四都伯温啊，因为他是这老修行，就装穿的裤子也都不坚固，等于一拜的到马路上没有裤子穿了啊，搞得这样子幸亏这还有感应，在马路中间呢就现出一条裤子啊，这是过去的情形。尤其啊你们这一次一定要带一点这个toilet paper， 带一点厕所，不要像那个斯图伯温，他不带厕所，用那个毒的植物的叶子来做厕所的纸，搞得就这个肛门的肿的也不能拜了，也不能动它了，就叫妈了，就妈呀妈呀的，像个绵羊的事，所以这个是很要紧的，还应该注意的。其余的呢，就是你们两个人是已经有一种同愿了，不喝可乐，这个也是一个不错的条件。喝可乐，人家就要给你们啤酒喝，给你们啤酒喝就要给你们威士忌，威士忌就要给你们白兰地，所以这是都有连带的关系的。所以你不喝可乐，他就没有人给你啤酒了 ，beer， nobody give you beer。Nobody give you beer, nobody give you whiskey, nobody give you whiskey, you don't have brandy to drink. This is a good way. 这只有最愚痴的人才做这个事。
Only the stupidest people do this kind of thing.
那个今天这个果亭所讲的道理，这是很好的。他可以说是这一拜第一天就开了悟了。那么第一天开悟，第二天呢再开多一点，第三天、第四天乃至于拜完了，那么就大彻大悟了。能大彻大悟啊，这在这个世界上弘扬佛法才有用。所以你们这两位啊，在这个做这个最愚痴的事情，要得到最高的智慧，最高的wisdom啊，这才呀、不白这一拜这个在道场拜。本来我们万佛城，现在万佛也没有造好呢，这观音菩萨就来造好了。可是观音菩萨就会变得千千万万的一个万佛现出来，你们到那儿的时候万佛都会欢迎你们我知道你们拜到那儿，那个万佛也都飞来了，也都会来了叫你们看一看万佛城那样子庙好庄严，五等轮，在这个世界上呢，这个佛教的发源地呀、就快这个长大了。你们到那儿，万佛给你们摩顶受记善男子，善哉善哉，是名真精进，是真修行的人来赞叹你们两位。不要忘了将来到那个万佛城呢，万佛给你们摩顶受记来欢迎你们。所以虽然说是最愚痴的事情，但是它的代价也是最高的。这叫啊仰称大珠方微巧，小道如玉始见奇。你呀、 培养成这个就像一个愚痴的人，打坐的人，愚拙的人，小到入愚，小到这个就像一个傻人似的，那才呀是一个真正修道的人。我还有一个和你们签一个合药，签三味斯汀，这是有，这是一个看车，算看车，什么看车呢？这个合药啊，就是因为我们万佛城那儿啊，你们看见了这个路啊，几年都没有人清理，没有清道夫，所以上次我们打观音期，我在那儿做清道夫，在那个路上把那个草啊我都拔起来。那么以后啊，果真看见了，大家不好意思，看见的师傅做工，徒弟在那儿唱鸭儿腰，鸭儿腰啊，就在那儿唱歌跳舞，这是不太相当，所以也就来帮着做工。我现在向你们保证，我每一天呢要把那个路都清理好了，没有草，来等着你们到万佛城，表示欢迎你们。这是啊和你们签一个 list。 如果那个路要荒了那就对你们不欢迎，那这是很不礼貌的，所以啊现在先和你们讲明白这个道理。还有我们万佛城说是万佛都飞来，这个飞来呀不是说在空中飞，是啊我们每一个人发心在成就这个万佛，我们这个万佛城这个万佛呀是高是16寸高，16寸就是一尺这么高的样子，有这么高，宽呢有9寸，这么样大的佛像那么我和人研究过这个，尤其生果山很赞叹，是100块钱一尊，是不是啊？
对，
这个每一个佛像底下呀，把他这个发心的这个人的名字写到那个佛像底下。
我台湾有啊。
这表示这个是他供养这个佛。
啊。
那么台湾有，我们这个美国现在也可以学他们，学他们这个聪明的办法。所以你每一个人请一个佛像供养到万佛城，这就是啊。万佛聚会，万缘呢团结起来，那么这个万佛城呢是这样子。无论哪一个要是能做到的或者一尊也可以，十尊也可以，百尊也可以，千尊万尊都可以，甚至有人说我一个人包10000尊，那就都可以的这个看个人的发心发愿。那么说我没有10000个名字，我怎么可以做10000尊呢？那10000尊都是你自己的名字，那不更好吗？是啊，甚至你要是愿意的话，儿子也可以有1尊，女儿又可以有1尊，孙子又可以有1尊，孙女又可以有1尊，这有多少人可以，或者一个人1尊，或者一个人2尊，但是不要2个人1尊，2个人1尊把那个佛就分开了，这是不太好的所以啊，那么今天向你们大家发表这个消息，你们每一个人呢，自己能做到的自己就做，自己做不到的可以介绍其他人能做到的人做。所以我们万佛城呢，这个当务之急，现在最要紧的这个我们先成就这个万佛我因为到那个万佛城啊，一量度那个 杨居士，你看那个俺们一辈供养观音菩萨那个喝那个墙上都没有窗，正好供养万佛，正这天造地设的，真是不可思议，这个境界啊。谁愿意造嘛？谁愿意造？那个郭满提议说今天就写，嗯，那谁愿意出？谁愿意写多少个？就先写上。
真烈的，你就别的体系，你体系。
还有谁？咱们现在要是给你们送德性的一个机会。你不要送到面前，你又想把它推跑了。
We're now going to gift you with an opportunity to make virtuous practices. Don't return the gift.
哎，领导懂了，那刀两个刀我洗脸呀，怎么了？
不要刀，这个不是刀。
不要，我
这个凭自己的发心。那这要是刀的话，就不要你出来刀。
我们师兄弟应该提醒他嘛。
啊，
我在你面前，我在后边。
因为今天他们是三不一拜，这个要拜万佛，
对，
那这个横朝啊，就朝万佛。
而且我提议就是，不单啊，我们自己要发心，最好也让你们朋友亲戚都有一个机会，也有个机会可以到有一个佛像在万佛城。所以你们都尽量的告诉你们朋友，这个多好的，就是100块钱啊，就可以有一个佛像名字上，多便宜的一
点。
这个佛像我告诉你们，是最好的，你们谁看见谁会高兴的。
If you could tell it yourself is fine, or you should tell it by your friends, tell to your friends or relatives, so they all have a chance to have their name on the Buddha in front of them.
The master just said, I want to tell you people straight, this is the very best thing to create a Buddha image. It's sure to make you happy, make other people happy.
I said the Buddha image, if there was a great Buddha image, everyone would be delighted when they get that Buddha.
我在香港的时候啊，竟单单造佛像呢，我记得前前后后造了有这个100多尊，都是我造的，完了送给人。
In Hong Kong, I recall that when I was making Buddha images, that from beginning to end.I made over 100 and gave them as gifts to people.
现在在檀香山那个这个中华佛教会那有三尊西方三圣，这是我送给他们的，是35来呀，这个西方三圣。那时候这是二十多年以前的事情。In
Hawaii, at the Chinese Buddhist Association, now there'sit's either the three sages of the western land or else the three Tathagatas, but those are images that I gave them, and I gave them over 20 years ago.
所以啊，现在我要往回收了。 谁要想要子女将来前途光明，就给他们造多一点佛像，那个佛呀就保护着你那个子女，一切一切的都顺利。那么你要愿意本身一切一切的入以吉祥，也可以造，这是造佛像是最好的一个功德啊。所以每一个人呢不要错过这个机会。有的人说我想要做就没有钱，你想要做慢慢就会有钱，谁想要做都会有钱的。
Now whoever of you wants your sons and daughters in the future to have a great good fortune, real glory, fame and honor, should create some Buddha images, because the Buddha images will then protect your sons and daughters, and everything will just work out for them. Now if you yourself say, and you for yourself, you will have everything as you please, everything will work out for you and go your way and be very auspicious and lucky. Now making Buddha images is the very best method of making merit and virtue, so don't waste this chance. Now some of you are saying, I would like to make Buddha images, but I don't have the money right now. I'll tell you that wanting to make Buddha images, soon you'll have the money. Just wanting to make them, wanting to create Buddha images, is the best way to ensure that you will have money.
You供养佛像啊，将来你的相貌啊，就是最美丽的。啊，最圆满的。所以你们每一个人呢一定都愿意自己的相貌啊是圆满这个很美丽的，哪一个人呢也不会愿意自己相貌威力阿克里像这个果童那样。
Now if you can offer up Buddha images, your personal appearance in the future will be very, very handsome, very, very attractive, full and complete, and very
beautiful girl, beautiful body.
Now, everybody wants to be attractive. They want to have a nice, very attractive appearance. No one wants to be as ugly, for instance, like Wotong here. Look at how ugly Wotong is.
是不是？啊？戴个蒙。OK， 今天就这样了。你们大家发心来造佛像。
Let's talk to tonight. Everybody bring forth a resolve to make Buddha images.
听得就着急了，说是啊，怎么这么多的菩萨的名字，你这样想啊，未免是很幼稚。你要知道啊，俺们人有无量无边这么多的人，也有这么多的名字。